Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Washington. A fire has devastated a popular nightclub in India's Goa state, killing 25 people, including some tourists. The blaze occurred just past midnight in a party hub of North Goa. Most of the victims were kitchen workers, but there were a few tourists as well. Six people were injured, but are in stable condition at the hospital. The fire was caused by a gas cylinder blast. Benin's interior minister says a coup was attempted in his country early this morning, but it has been foiled. Apparently, a small group of soldiers launched a mutiny aiming to destabilize the state, but the armed forces in general remain loyal to the government. Soldiers appeared on state TV early this morning claiming to have dissolved the government and appointing a lieutenant colonel as president of a military committee. Then gunshots were heard and the TV cut off. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump White House is ramping up its criticism of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Minnesota is facing a significant fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where some $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's from Minnesota, is thankful that the president is highlighting the scandal.
I know that the Department of Health and others here in Washington are really starting to pay attention, but I'm complaining about it. Because we have known about this in Minnesota for 3 years. No one nationally, until Donald J. Trump said something about the Somali fraud, nobody was covering it. Nobody was actually talking about how bad this is.
He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration warning U.S. airlines that if they did not comply with that emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown, trouble is coming. The FAA says that each airline could get fines of $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, the Hollywood giant behind Harry Potter and HBO Max. Critics say it'll be a monopoly. This is SRN News. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine this weekend, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air raid alerts. Ukrainian forces shot down many of the drones and missiles, but several struck home, wounding 8 people. Jewish communities around the globe preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday, December the 14th this year. This will be the third straight year the Jews will mark the 8-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas. A liberal group is targeting 2 Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. The president has been filling the nation's courts with pro-life judges and those who are willing to curb the LGBT agenda. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is being targeted, along with Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and independent Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. The NFL has mandated that playing surfaces for all stadiums meet new standards by 2028.
The playing surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. NFL Field Director Nick Pappas detailed the plans for the program on Thursday that will provide each team with, quote, a library of approved and accredited NFL fields, end quote, before the start of next season. The goal is to ensure consistent playability and reduce injury risk. Despite player preferences for grass, the NFL has no plans to mandate it, citing no significant injury differences between surface types. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Tom Hicks, the Texas businessman and philanthropist who owned 2 Dallas area pro sports teams and an English Premier League soccer squad, has passed away at the age of 79. He owned the Dallas Stars and the Texas Rangers. This is SRN News.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tendencies of a piece of crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I tend to see the crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. Flowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up now. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch. When I just feel the you're a crooked jerk to shock me. Drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic stuff.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump White House is ramping up its criticism of the news media.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FAA launching an investigation into whether U.S. Airlines actually complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown. Big fines could be coming. This is SRN News. With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump White House is ramping up its criticism of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Minnesota is facing a significant fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where some $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's from Minnesota, is thankful that the president is highlighting the scandal.
I know that the Department of Health and others here in Washington are really starting to pay attention, but I'm complaining about it. Because we have known about this in Minnesota for 3 years. No one nationally, until Donald J. Trump said something about the Somali fraud. Nobody was covering it. Nobody was actually talking about how bad this is.
He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration warning U.S. airlines that if they did not comply with that emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown, trouble is coming. The FAA says that each airline could get fines of $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, the Hollywood giant behind Harry Potter and HBO Max. Critics say it'll be a monopoly. This is SRN News. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine this weekend, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air raid alerts. Ukrainian forces shot down many of the drones and missiles, but several struck home, wounding 8 people. Jewish communities around the globe preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday, December the 14th this year. This will be the third straight year the Jews will mark the 8-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas. A liberal group is targeting 2 Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. The president has been filling the nation's courts with pro-life judges and those who are willing to curb the LGBT agenda. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is being targeted, along with Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and independent Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. The NFL has mandated that playing surfaces for all stadiums meet new standards by 2028.
The playing surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. NFL Field Director Nick Pappas detailed the plans for the program on Thursday that will provide each team with, quote, a library of approved and accredited NFL fields, end quote, before the start of next season. The goal is to ensure consistent playability and reduce injury risk. Despite player preferences for grass, the NFL has no plans to mandate it, citing no significant injury differences between surface types. I'm guessing cool ball.
Tom Hicks, the Texas businessman and philanthropist who owned two Dallas area pro sports teams and an English Premier League soccer squad, has passed away at the age of 79. He owned the Dallas Stars and the Texas Rangers. This is SRN News.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.